The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from New Hartford, Iowa. Participating in today's public affairs program are Vern Floyd of KOKX Radio in Keokuk and Anelia Dimitrova of the Cedar Falls Times and Waverly Newspapers. The first question will come from KOKX's Vern.
Senator. A very busy session in Congress recently, and we also with President Obama. He opened up the trade with Cuba. I know you've on what maybe your opinion on it and what you think will come out of it.
Well, first of all, to eliminate the embargo totally, it's going to take an act of Congress. Right now, I would be opposed to that. I think that I have established a benchmark for opening up relationships with Cuba based upon the fact that Castro would implement elections and freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and democratization of the country. I think that's been our basis throughout the years, and we shouldn't give in until he does those things. I think that Castro's economy has been propped up by, Venezuela and Russia subsidizing them. Now the price of oil's down. Cuba's got economic problems. And then the president makes his decision, comes along, and more or less bails out Castro. I think when we have a chance of making progress, we ought to continue to do that. And so I suppose maybe I would hope that what the president's doing would bring democratization, but I see it strengthening the hands of the Castro regime, and we know what that's been for the last 50 years, and we don't see them giving up. And the life of people in Cuba is a third world country lifestyle, and they're entitled to better. And they can do a lot better because the Cuban people are very ingenious.
Anelia?
Good morning, Senator. You are on speakerphone here with Eric Van Sickle and myself in the newsroom, and all of our young reporters are kind of listening in and very excited to be on the show. It's Christmas time, and all of us were exchanging gifts and talking about our goals for next year. What are your goals for next year?
Well, my goals for next year would fall in two categories. What I might try to do as just one of 100 members of the Senate, and that is to have the Senate function as the Senate was supposed to be functioning as James Madison laid it out in the Constitution, to be a deliberative body, to let both minority and majority people offer amendments. To make sure that we have extended debate, to make sure that we get to finality, we actually produce something. Now, just the opposite happened the last 6 years under Reid's leadership. So returning the Senate to its traditional role as a legislative body, producing legislation, and not letting 380 bills from the House of Representatives never be brought up in the United States Senate. It would be just the opposite, that we would hope to consider legislation from the House of Representatives as well as that initiated in the United States Senate. And then for me personally, some things that I want to accomplish would be in the area of immigration reform, constitutional amendment requiring a balanced budget, medical malpractice reform, prison reform, things of that nature. As a member of the Finance Committee, tax reform, as a member of the Agriculture Committee, it would be to make sure that the Farm Bill is carried out through the Department of Agriculture the way Congress intended.
Vern?
Senator Grassley, with the Congress going into session fairly shortly, the Republicans getting a lot of seats and really improving. That means that doesn't mean that for Congress to get a lot of things through with a new Republican majority.
Yes, it will give us an opportunity to do that. You have to remember, for those that are listening that may expect everything to change overnight, remember I just said that the Senate ought to be productive. That means that in order to get something done, you have to have 60 votes. So there's 54 Republicans. We expect several Democrats on different issues to work with us to produce things, but there has to be some consensus found between Republicans and Democrats in order to get the 60 votes. And I would expect us to pass a lot of things that that haven't been brought up for discussion in the last 6 years. The first one, for instance, being the Keystone XL pipeline to be passed. Now, don't forget that we get it through the United States Senate. It goes to the president. If the president vetoes it, it means that it may not become law. But at least we've moved the ball down the court further than it's been moved when the Democrats had majority in the United States Senate, and Reid wouldn't let a lot of bills that had bipartisan support or bills that had passed the House of Representatives, he wouldn't let them come up. We're going to have a Senate that actually debates, actually amends, and actually passes legislation, and that's been rare in the last 6 years.
Anelia?
Senator Grassley, I have a question about Joni Ernst. Of course, we all know she made history, and now she'll be a partner of yours in Washington, D.C. Have you made any preliminary consultations with her, and what have you done to help her make that transition to Washington?
Yeah. Well, obviously, I'm elated with her election because I haven't had a Republican colleague for 30 years. And even though Senator Harkin and I had a very good working relationship, we usually voted differently. So it'll be, I think that I can expect more times Joni Ernst voting with me than against me, or you might say I vote with her more so than against her. But anyway, what I've done so far is offered the services of my staff for advice or any way she wants to use them. I've offered my conference room to her, and she's made use of that while she's waiting to get an office. And I've also had private discussions with her and told her I would answer any questions she's had. And she's asked me a few, but we haven't had a lot of discussion in the last 2 months. But that's because I think she's a very capable person. And being a leader in the National Guard that she is, I think she knows to move ahead on her own. But we've had several consultations, and I look forward to more such things with her in the future.
Let me have a very quick follow-up. I wonder, have you, if you were to give her some advice publicly, obviously we are on a radio show, what would that advice be?
Well, the advice would be, you've got two aspects of your job, what you do in Washington, being a senator, legislating, meeting with constituents, things of that nature. Don't forget your roots, and I would advise her to have the 99-county town meetings like I have every year, and I think she's probably going to do that. But I think keeping in touch with your constituents, making sure that you haven't forgotten your roots and that you haven't gotten what we call Potomac fever and letting the job of being a senator go to your head.
Thank you, Vernon and Anelia, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.